checkerboard time.
Hello there, friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and feed it right along.
Howdy there, good friends and neighbors, and welcome once again to Checkerboard Time. This is Old Chick Martin introducing himself and inviting you to enjoy another transcribed program of your favorite songs and music. Brought to you today with the best wishes of your own friendly Purina dealer. Look for the store that displays the familiar red and white checkerboard sign. And remember, now is the time to see the difference Purina makes. Uh-oh, will you look at that? I was just going to give the checkerboard pour and the checkerboard band a good build-up as our chief cheer dispensers. Now I'm greeted with a bunch of long faces. What's the trouble, boys?
Somebody stole my gal, Chick.
Oh, ain't that too bad. Come on, let's hear the whole story.
Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my pal.
Somebody come and took her away.
She didn't even say she was leaving. The kisses I love so. He's getting now, I know. Gee, I know that she would come to me if she could see her broken hearted, lonesome pal. Somebody stole my gal. Kisses I love so. He's getting now, I know. Gee, I know that she would come to me if she could see her broken heart and lonesome pal. Somebody stole my gal.
Well, now, that wasn't so sad after all, was it? For a bunch of fellas who admit somebody stole your gal, you're pretty chipper about it. But it's still a swell old tune, and thanks a lot. Well, I see that Art Wenzel brought his accordion along with him today, and here he is all ready for one of those squeeze box solos of his. What's it going to be, Art?
I'd like to play Sizzling Fingers, Chick.
Well, you'll probably have sizzling fingers before you get through with it, but go right ahead and let's hear it. Mighty swell, Art Wenzel, and thank you. You know, the other day somebody said, Chick, you're talking about getting Purina embryo-fed chicks, and maybe a lot of the folks aren't ready to buy chicks at all yet. Well, now, maybe that's right. But here, if you aren't ready to get your chicks yet, it might be a good idea to get them ordered anyway. Now, talk to that friendly Purina dealer of yours. Figure out how many you're going to want this year, and be sure you've got everything ready for them. The brooder in order, the heater working all right, everything thoroughly cleaned out and disinfected. Because, you know, Purina embryo-fed chicks have all been fed to get the proper start. They've been fed while they were still in the shell, so that strength and vigor is bred right into them. But it's up to you to see that they continue the right way. So if you haven't your chicks already, see about ordering them before very long. Get Purina embryo-fed chicks, and then give plenty of attention to the other 3 points of Purina's 4-point program for profitable production. Say that again. Purina's 4-point program for profitable production. Sanitation, management, and feeding. Now here's a grand old song they haven't heard for a long time. The Checkerboard Four singing John Peel.
Tantara, 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 tant feel at the break of the day? Do you ken John Peel when he's far, far away? With his hounds and his horse in the morning.
For the sound of his horn brought relief from the rest,
and the cry of his own
sent the old kind of rest.
He'll do alone, would wake in the dead, or the fox from his lair in the morning.
Yes, I ken John Peel and Ruby too,
Ranter and Ring was bellman and true. From a fine to a check, from a check to a view, from a view to a death in the morning.
For the sound of his horn brought relief from a death,
and the cry of his own
sent the old kind of rest.
He'll view alone, would wake in the dead, or the fox from his lair in the morning. Do you ken John Peel with his coat so gay? He lived at Trubeck once on a day, but now he's gone far, far away. We shall never hear his horn in the morning.
But the sound of the horn brought me from my death,
and the cry of the drum
sent me on.
That was a dandy, boys. You couldn't have picked out a better one as far as old Jake Martin's concerned. I don't know, maybe old John Peel and I have something in common. But there's nothing that sets my blood tingling like the sound of an old-fashioned hunting horn and a pack of hunting dogs. Well, I've heard of puppy love and making sheep's eyes, but the love bug must have bitten our two cacklers today. They're singing that romantic favorite, Drifting in a Lover's Dream. Just as pretty as it could be, Cackle Sisters. You know, that's one of my favorites. Well, neighbors, are you ready to stop your work for just a minute and join with us as we gather around the organ again? That's right, it's hymn singing time. And the one that the Checkerboard Four and I are doing today is one that I know all of you know and love. So sing along with us, won't you? That grand old hymn, No Night Left.
In the land of nameless day lies the city moonless. It shall never pass away, and there is no night there.
God shall wipe away all tears. There's no death, no pain, nor fear. They come.
No night there. I like the words to that, don't you, friends? It's good to remember those things now and then. And I hope you'll remember, too, to ask that friendly Purina dealer of yours about Purina embryo-fed chicks next time you're in his store. Now, remember, embryo-fed chicks aren't day-old chicks when you get them. They're 22 days old. For 21 days before they're hatched, they've been living and growing inside the shell, feeding on the vitamins, minerals, and other food elements which the hen has put inside the egg, and which she, in turn, has got from the food she ate. That's why chicks from Purina-fed flocks mean so much to you. So take this neighborly tip from old Chick Martin, won't you, folks? You're going to get chicks anyway. This year, get Purina embryo-fed chicks. Your own Purina dealer can tell you where to get them.
Say, Chick.
Yeah?
Have you picked out a closing song for today?
Well, no, I didn't, Jimmy. I thought I'd leave that to you.
Then why don't you join in with us on that old favorite of yours? She came rolling down the mountain.
That's the deal. Start her rolling. Down in West Virginia lived a gal named Nancy Brown. You never seen such beauty in city or in town. And Nancy and the teacher climbed the mountainside one noon. Well, they got up near the summit, but very, very soon
she came rolling down the mountain. She came rolling down the mountain. She came rolling down the mountain from above.
From above.
For she left her full companion to the coyotes in the canyon when the feller tried to tell her where to love.
She was sitting knitting woolen undies for her dad when she beheld a cowboy in his Sunday suit of plaid. Say, how'd you like to hike, dear, he remarked and raised his hat. Well, again, they climbed the mountain, but shortly after that,
she came rolling down the mountain, she came rolling down the mountain, she came rolling down the mountain, high and wide.
High and wide.
When he tried to get to Pally, Nancy headed toward the valley, for she wouldn't vow to be a cowboy's bride.
Then a city slicker, who had $100 bills, came riding in his auto to these West Virginia hills. Well, Nancy looked him over, thinking, there's the guy for me. Well, she stepped into his roadster. The rest is history.
Oh, she stayed up in the mountains. Oh, she stayed up in the mountains. Oh, she stayed up in the mountains with delight.
With delight.
For that handsome city slicker made her girly heart beat quicker, and her pappy chased poor Nancy out of town.
I think after that we'd better be rolling along our way toward home. But we'll all come knocking on your door again before very long when checkerboard time comes round once more. So until then, this is Chick Martin saying so long, good friends and neighbors. And remember that now is the time to see the difference Purina makes. And listen closely now to your own local announcer. He has some information I want you to be sure and hear.